Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are still virtual, folks. We're not back in our normal haunt inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to that day, hopefully sometime soon. In the meantime, if you are tired of the mega bank experience, if you're tired of a 1-800 number or not knowing who your banker is, then I've got an answer for you that involves going to renaissancebank.com, finding one of the 200 offices closest to you around the South ready to serve you, and giving them a call. And they'll actually answer the phone. And if, unless they're busy with a bunch of folks doing the same thing you are, which there's a lot of them right now, and they'll call you back and make an appointment and be glad to talk to you about how they can serve you personally. Renaissance Bank is a bank that we've done business with, and we've got clients that have done business with. So I don't recommend anybody that I don't know personally, and give them a shot if you've got a problem with your current bank, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Michael Connor, and Michael is with Action Coach. Mike, welcome.
Well, thank you, John. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about you and Action Coach. How are you serving folks out there?
Action Coach is one of the oldest business coaching firms, been around since 1993. It was founded by Brad Sugars. And we have about 1,500 coaches around the world. We're well known throughout the globe. We have about 15,000 clients that we coach on a weekly basis. Not all me, but around the world, there are 15,000 clients coached by Action Coach. I joined Action Coach within this past year, taking a lot of experience that I've had from corporate world and also previously working as a minister, and blending the idea of being a pastor and somebody who knows business to help other businesses, help small businesses to grow and to become more successful. I had been with Fiserv as a chief of staff with Fiserv for a couple of years, and when they bought First Data recently, my job was one of those that was considered redundant. And so it gave me an opportunity to say, you know, I'm ready to jump in the deep end and be my own boss and help other businesses to be successful, to make money, and to control their own destinies. So that's me.
So I'm always curious about folks that come out of corporate. I mean, I had that experience. Well, you know, why Action Coach versus all the different kinds of business opportunities that you had at that time?
It's a great question. So one of the things with me personally was, you know, having been in ministry and serving people on a very personal level, and helping people to grow and being successful there. And then transitioning. I actually transitioned into the tech world right around Y2K, for those who are old enough to remember Y2K and how the end of the world was coming way back then. And I started working in technology at that point. But what I found over the last 18, 20 years was I wasn't really being authentic to myself. I always had to change who I really was in order to meet the corporate expectations. Somebody once, I read recently about people feeling like corporate frauds, that they just were truly not being able to be themselves. They were successful, and I was successful in business. I was with PricewaterhouseCoopers for a few years. I ran their travel organization, which was $500 million worth of travel expenses. I was with Nielsen. I built huge KPI dashboards for places like Kimberly-Clark. And in Europe, I went over there and built the KPI dashboards for all European retailers. So I was successful, but I wasn't being who I was. I wasn't true to myself. I was doing what the corporate world wanted me to do. So when this opportunity came up, and it really was an opportunity with leaving Pfizer, it was something that I have been wanting to do for a long time, to be a coach, to help other businesses, to be able to help enrich people to be better at who they are and what they do. And so my wife and I, of course, we all know with COVID, you know, there were no jobs out there. So the idea of you know, sending out 1,000 resumes and not getting any responses, you know, back in March, April, was just not something that I was looking forward to doing. And I considered doing Action 10 years ago when I had a career change and decided, you know what, this is the time. It's the right time. And I'm so happy that I have. It's a great thing to be able to do and see people starting to really respond. It's awesome.
So let's talk about Action Coach and what you do and how you help specifically. And I guess maybe let's talk generally first about just coaching and why you see it's so valuable for a business owner to have a coach, number one, and how folks can judge the value, the expertise of a coach is what I'm trying to say. You know, that because that's hard. There are a lot of coaches around. So how does someone evaluate that?
So a couple of things there as far as evaluating coaches and what we do. First, who needs a coach? That's kind of the question. That was the first question. And do I need a business coach? I enjoy golfing and I try and golf as much as I can. I was out with someone a week ago talking about, you know, what was going on. I was like, you know, have you ever hired a golf coach? Well, yes, of course. You know, I want my game to be better. It's like, yeah. So when have you hired a golf coach? Like, well, there's been two times that I've hired a coach. One was I was playing really well and I wanted to get better. And the other time was I was off my game and I needed to get my game back. It's like, okay, now I want you to substitute golf for your business. When should you hire a business coach? And it dawned on them. It's like, I should hire a business coach anytime my business is doing well and I want it to get better. Or anytime my business is off and I need someone to come in and help me. Those are the two reasons. Coaching, you know, you if you do any kind of Google search or any kind of search on coaching, you will find every successful person who's out there, from Bill Gates to Tiger Woods, everyone says you need a coach. And the more successful people actually have multiple coaches. They know that they need help in order to be better. It's those of us who think we have it all figured out that think we don't need a coach. But as people become more successful, they know they need people to come along and help them to be more successful. So that's who needs a coach. Right now, and I've been seeing a lot of people becoming coaches and doing their own things. And how do you determine if a coach is going to be right for you or not? I think there are a couple of things. One is, what is it that you are really looking to get out of a coaching relationship? this past week, I was talking with a potential client, and they were saying, you know, what their business was and how their business is off, and they wanted to do better. And, oh, by the way, I'd like to be a life coach like you. And I stopped them and I said, let me just tell you, I'm not a life coach. I'm a business coach. And there's a difference. And there is an importance of both of them, not to diminish one or the over the other. But if you want a business coach, you want a business coach who is going to impact your bottom line, because that's what it's about. Now, what that really means is you want more profits. You want to make sure you're making more money. And so as you come in and you talk with coaches, you know, if you're going to be interviewing coaches, ask them, what are you going to do for my bottom line? How are you going to improve it? Will I see tangible results? Coaches may tell you, yes. I will actually tell you, I guarantee that I will find you money. In fact, Action Coach, globally, we have a guarantee, and we're the only coaching business out there. You go to any Action Coach, it's the same guarantee. We guarantee the investment that you make in coaching, you will get that investment back within 17 weeks, or we'll coach you for free until you do. Yeah. So see if the coach is actually going to stand behind what they're saying they're going to do, and it's going to impact your bottom line. You know, a good coach will actually return about 7 times the coaching investment. So if you think about, you know, for simple math, because I'm not a great mathematician, but if you're investing $1,000 a month in coaching, a good coach should be returning to you at least $7,000 in coaching per month. And that's what we strive for. That's a big difference.
Folks, we're here speaking with Michael Connor. And Mike is the is a certified business coach with Action Coach. So let's talk about how the process works. I mean, someone decides, yep, I need a coach. How does it work for you? I mean, what can they expect in terms of how that engagement will roll out?
Yeah. So where we work with businesses is to look at your business in a real holistic way. And we build businesses based on 6 steps. The first is we want to make sure that you've got a good foundation for your business, that you know your numbers, you know your cash flow, you know your P&L, you know all of those things. Most small businesses, they're really good at whatever they do, whether it's, you know, a restaurant or a bakery or, you know, a childcare or whatever that small business is. They do that really, really well. They don't necessarily do business well. And so we make sure that the business owners become business owners and they know their numbers. We then go into marketing and we really build a strong, predictable cash flow. We do this by really looking at, and this is when we bring somebody on, initially bring them on, we look at 5 numbers that they currently have. How many leads do you have? All right. How many people are there out there who you can actually call and talk to about your business? That's the first one. The second is, how many of those are you actually converting into customers? Right. What's your conversion rate? And when you take your leads times your conversion rate, that's your customer base. Then we look at how often are those customers purchasing from you? Once a month, twice a month, however frequently for your business. How much are they buying every time they come in? What's your price point? What's the average dollar sale? And finally, you know, when you take customers times the number of transactions and the average sale, that comes up with their annual revenue. And then you take look at your profit margin. And then take that times the revenue, and it gives you your profit. Real simple, right? Where we work with them as we bring them on is, let's look at strategies to improve those five ways. And if we improve those five ways, we can return over a 60% increase in profit. So if we increase your leads by 10%, go from 1,000 leads to 1,100 leads in a year, and you're converting 10% of them now. So it's just going to, we're going to convert 11%, not like a huge number difference. You know, transactions, they buy twice a year. Well, let's get it on average buying 2.2 times per year. And every time they come in, they're spending $50. Well, let's take it to $55. Yeah. Can do that usually just by increasing prices, you know, because a lot of small business owners never really increase their price. So we can get the price point up and then increase your profit margin by 10%. And we do that a lot of times by looking at optimizing bank fees or other types of ways that, you know, looking at things that businesses are spending money on right now that we can help them to recoup. So in each of those five areas, increase them by 10%. That will give you a 62% increase in bottom line profit. And we can do that year over year over year. So if you think about it, $150,000 business, we can take to $250,000 in a year. That's a massive change for somebody's life.
For sure. Now, Mike, talk a little bit about, is there an assessment or how does that, you know, when you take on a client, what do I need to have ready for you? And how do you decide what we focus on to begin with?
Yeah. So I send out a business background questionnaire, asking questions. Takes about 10, 15 minutes for somebody to fill it out and send it back to me. We talk about what their personal goals are, what their business goals are, because that really is at the heart of every business owner, right? You have your business dreams and where those want to be. But it really, we want to focus also on, you know, what is it you want out of life? Where do you want to go? What freedoms do you want? And so we bring it together when we work with folks to make sure that they're not just building a business for business sake. They're building the business for their family, for, you know, their, you know, so that they can do the things that they truly enjoy. So we have the business questionnaire. Then we'll sit down and we'll talk. We'll actually look at those five ways, those five numbers, where they are right now. We'll talk about different strategies and where, you know, where they believe that they can go. And it's really based on, you know, do you think that you can implement these new lead generation ways? Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that for years. Okay. And what percentage can you do? You know, do you think that you can increase your conversion rate? You know, make more sales. You know, if we did, you know, this particular strategy, where do you think it could go? And that assessment is actually talking with them, spending time with them, seeing what they can do. And when we add up all the numbers, then they start to see, oh my goodness, you mean my business could go to that? I actually was talking with one client 2-3 weeks ago and going through this process. And you know, their business right now is doing about $50,000 a year. It's very small. And we talked about what could you do for your leads? Can you do something? And them coming up with the numbers, you know, she actually was able to say, at the end of the time, within a year, she could make her business a $400,000 business. Mm. 10 times increase in a year. You know, and so at that point, it's what holds you back from doing that? Because you could have done it all along. And for 95% of the people, it's really, I don't have anybody who's holding me accountable. I don't have anybody who's really making sure that I stick to the goals that I do, because they'll leave and they'll go back to the business and they'll do business day in and day out like we do, and they won't press forward. And so, you know, I say to them, these are numbers. These are your numbers. You know, do you want to be coached? Do you want to hold somebody accountable? Do you want to get that piece of the pie? And really it's yes, let's do it. And we enroll them in coaching and we start on different programs. We have some group coaching. We have one-to-one coaching. We have other opportunities for people to come in. But we start holding them accountable and to real specific goals of saying, this is what you're going to do this week.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that because, you know, what one of the things that you said in all that was, hey, you know, as a business owner, I've been thinking about doing this for years. I mean, what that really implies is that the business owner has a lot of the answers already. That you're not necessarily, although I'm sure you're supplying some answers and guidance and expertise, no question about it. But that accountability piece may be more important for the folks you work with than anything.
Accountability is the bottom line of anything in our lives, really. It's there in our personal lives. It's there in our business lives. There's a reason why, big businesses have certain accountability and certain managerial responsibilities. When you come into smaller businesses, you know, that have an owner and 10 or 20 different employees, the owner feels a responsibility to make sure everybody is taken care of, you know, and to keep the business going. They've got a lot of weight on their shoulders, right? But they don't necessarily have somebody who is holding them accountable to making sure that the business is going forward. And just having that person who is there and saying, okay, this week you need to be doing this. You need to be out, you know, signing up 5 new clients this week because that's where your business is going to go. Or this week you need to be, you know, hiring a new salesperson. Or this week we need to be looking at reformulating the team so that it's more effective. Without that accountability, there is always a sense of urgency that's there, right? Mm-hmm. And the urgent, the thing that is, you know, hot, the fire, but it's not that important, always takes our focus away. So yeah, coaching is about helping business owners to stay focused on the important things to drive their business forward.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Michael Connor, and he's with Action Coach. So, Mike, you mentioned you work with folks both in individual settings and in group settings. Talk about both those options, kind of what happens on both fronts, and whether I should look to you for one-on-one coaching or whether I would profit from a group coaching environment.
Yeah. So, you know, my desire is to be able to have every business out there have a coach. And in order to do that, we need to make it accessible for them. And part of that is the investment that they make. And there are businesses out there that are able to make larger investments and those that are not. And so, you know, I have a product that is a group coaching where I meet with 4 other businesses. It's an investment of just over $100 a week, $500 a month, which is pretty small. And we're able to find $500 in about every business that's out there. But it gives them an opportunity to have that accountability. We go through a lot of the same processes as we do in our one-on-one coaching, but it's not as accelerated as what the one-on-one coaching is. The other advantage of being in a group setting is there's a good dynamic that happens within that group, and there's a networking, a camaraderie that starts to develop. Yesterday in my group coaching session, had one client who was talking about he was trying to build some leads in a particular industry. And, you know, there's another person who is in the group who has connections in that industry. And so we were able to say, hey, you know, do you have any ideas that you can, you know, any people that you can connect him with to help him out? And it's like, oh, yeah, I work with this company and this company and this company. You know, I can get you names, you know. And so you get that really good camaraderie in the group setting. The one-on-one coaching, it starts right around $19.95 a month. And in that, I sit down and spend 1 hour with a person every week. I expect them to be working on their business at least 5 to 6 hours. Not working in their business, but actually working on strategies and implementing new strategies in order to grow their business. We have a high level of accountability with them to ensure that they are following up. We track those five numbers. We don't just start with those five numbers. We actually track those numbers on a weekly or biweekly basis so that we can see how the numbers are going up. Mm. We test and measure everything. And so there is a high level that's there. With the one-on-one coaching with larger businesses, I also have some products where I come in and do some team building. In my past, I have built some of the most highly productive teams out there, you know, with development. Had a great time years ago with working with some Indian teams and really helping to develop Indian teams to be high potential, high development teams, as well as here in the States and doing just amazing things. And so I'm able to come into a business and really build teams that are there. And we have those workshops as part of some of the higher level products, sales. We work with companies to do sales training and build their sales force so that is there. And so, you know, as you move up, there's just more offerings that we can do with folks.
That sounds great. Now, as we wrap up here, Mike, let's talk about maybe a success story that you're particularly proud of, that in terms of someone you've worked with and they're feeling awfully good about that accountability you've been laying on them.
Yeah. So I have one particular client that comes to mind. And every time I think about him, I just smile because when he came on several months ago, you know, one of the first things I said to him was, you know, I want your P&L. Send me your P&L. And he looked back at me and just was bleary-eyed, had no idea what I was talking about. It's like, well, go talk to your bookkeeper and get your P&L. And he's like, I haven't looked at that in probably a year. It's like, well, we're going to start looking at it. We started looking at his numbers, his P&L, his cash flow, and teaching him how to understand them. You know, what those numbers meant, and providing him the education of what it means to be a business owner. And he has started to transition just within, you know, 2 months from being someone who was running a business. And by the way, he's been in business for 8 years. He's owned his own businesses for 8 years. He's had a couple that haven't been successful the way a lot of small business owners are. And he's now looking back and saying, it's because I wasn't running them as a business. And so now he is actually looking at himself, not as the person who works in the business that he owns, but as the business owner who is responsible for making sure the business is successful and tracking it. And every week we're saying, okay, where are we taking this business next? He is on track to see about three times his revenue grow this year because he now is looking at his business in a whole new light. And he's enthusiastic. Side note of it with him is, several weeks ago, he's like, you know what? I've got so much energy now. I have all the pressure off. I have all this stress of stuff that I had that I wasn't able to identify because it was just stuff I didn't want to deal with. But that's all gone now. I'm actually starting to pick up some hobbies that I haven't done in years because he has the energy and the zest for life. And he's starting to recapture his life. I smile when I think about it. He's just blossoming as a business owner and is going to be tremendously successful.
Mike, sounds like he's smiling when he thinks about you. So that's good. and what you've done for him. Well, this has been great. And I know there's probably some folks out there that would like to know how they can get in touch with you. So let's help them out with that information.
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways. One is you can email me, Michael Connor. It's MichaelConner, at actioncoach.com. You can go to my website, which is michaelconner.actioncoach.com. And if somebody actually wants to talk to me about doing the consultation, I'm willing to give a free consultation to anybody who would like to see if there's value for them to come in to being a coach. And you can go out to my website there. There's a button to ask for a free consultation. Just fill out some information that's there. It'll get sent to me. We'll set up some time. We'll spend an hour together. I guarantee you, even if you don't go forward with the coaching with me, you will get more than an hour's worth of value out of just sitting down with me and talking about how your business can be better. It will be worth your time to do that. So michaelconner.actioncoach.com.
Awesome. Michael Connor, Action Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've been placed under the accountability spell by Michael and you need to outsource some tasks in your business, like administrative tasks, or maybe you've been asked for your financials and all you can give is a blank look and you need some bookkeeping help, well, I've got an answer for you. And it involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo. And she's the chief executive angel at Office Angels. And her number is 770-442-9246. And what happens is you call her, tell her you heard about her from us, and explain your problem. And she sends in the right angel from her team to fly in, get the job done virtually, and fly back out. And they do it on an as-needed or ongoing basis, whatever your problem is. They're terrific. I use her service. She's been awesome for me and my business, and I highly encourage you to be in touch. You can go to her website if you're a little more timid and want to just check her out first. Go to officeangels.us, but I encourage you to give her a call, 770-442-9246. And folks, you can listen to North Fulton Business Radio on all the major podcast apps. Yes, we are on all of them. Search North Fulton Business Radio and you'll find us. We'd love it if you would subscribe, if you would give us a great review, because it helps folks find the show. And it's not about us or me. It's about the guests that we have that can be helpful to others in their business. So we would love it if you would do that. You can also go to our show archive, by the way, northfultonbusinessradio.com. Find all our shows. We're coming up on show number 300 that we've had over the last 4 years. We're on social media as well, North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Michael Connor, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.